Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. When I'm out wrestling crocodiles and punching the fuck out of kangaroos, I'm listening to the DJ New Style Show. Dude, you gotta fucking admit, that's a little gay.
Okay.
And if you're looking for me, I'm a VIP. Just follow the smoke, they're bringing bottles of the goose. And all the girls in the corner getting loose. Screw rehab, I love my addiction. No sleep, no sleep. I am always on a mission, cause I can't stop partying, partying. I can't stop partying, partying. I gotta have a Patron.
Funeral. Gotta stop mixing alcohol with pharmaceuticals. And the unusual is the fucking usual. Man, my life is beautiful, and my girls are mutual. Okay, bitches, Weezer and it's Wheezy. Upside down MTV. Please don't shoot me down because I'm an endangered species. It's the day of our lives, but my night just started. I pray the killer doesn't take the life out the party. I can't stop partying, partying. I can't stop partying, partying. I gotta have Patron. I gotta have the beat. I gotta have a lot of pretty girls around me. Oh, I can't stop partying, partying. I can't stop partying.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat. And I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 No.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Snap!
Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming coming at you right into your goddamn face. But before I get into any more awkward intros, let me present you with a little band from a country about the size of Montana. What's the name? You guessed it, Rammstein. I think it's actually possible to forget how to do something you've done 200 and 42 times. That's right. Episode 242. With me, as always, your friend and mine, ladies and gentlemen, the Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Good evening to you. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, you know, casual high five, you know. Just let's sit around and shoot the breeze.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you just say Happy Tuesday to me?
Yeah, I did.
That's really good, Frank. Really good. Happy Tuesday. Well, you could say Happy Groundhog's Day, but no one says that. And if they did, they would be a gay. It's Groundhog's Day.
Did you say
a gay? Yeah, a gay.
Oh, okay. I thought you said a gay, like one word.
Like aghast or aglow.
Or like
I think scared. That would work too, actually.
Because sometimes I say a scared.
You are a scared. You are a frightened and every other a thing. But Frank, it's the DJ New Style Show. How do you feel tonight? What's going on? What's in your world?
I have something to do for the next 2 hours. I can kill 2 hours, you know.
Yeah, you know, just sit down in a chair and talk with some bros. That's how a talk show works, right?
It's just boys being boys.
Boys being boys. Like-minded guys just sitting around talking about boobs and sports. And just extolling.
Hi-yo!
Yeah, that's right, Frank. Okay, so, you know, enough of the bullshit. Let's get down to some serious stories. Groundhog Day, Frank. 6 more weeks of winter. Does anybody really, truly give a shit or feel affected or feel anything when they read what the groundhog sees? Does this affect anybody?
Well, apparently it affects you because you're talking about it.
I'm actually talking about the fact that I don't want people to talk about it anymore. People will make it a talking point. Now, when you work in an office, I know you don't because you're a shut-in, and everything you do is within the same four lonely walls. But I actually interact with some people. I have coworkers. I have people that come in and out of my office, and they want to bring up what we call talking points, things that they could just start just trying to drum up some conversation to so they can forget how truly repetitive and terrible their lives are. And this is one of them. Every year, oh, the groundhog, oh, he did something, he saw something, it means something. And I really, you know, I don't want to be rude at work. I don't tell these people anything like, you know, I don't really give a shit about your fucking groundhog or you being in here talking about the groundhog. But they continue to do it. And I don't know exactly if we're ever going to be rid of that. There's nothing at all, Frank?
Well, the problem with this is even though you say that you don't want to be rid of it, you enjoy that water cooler chat. You tell me many times that you enjoy talking to your coworkers.
I don't, actually. You completely misread me. I don't like water cooler chit-chat. I don't like meaningless conversation. I don't...
You're too good for that, right?
Here's one thing, though, Frank. I do like office gossip. I like when somebody comes in talking about how somebody fucked up. Instead of saying goodbye, they said, I love you, or something
like
that.
You know what we call people like you?
What?
A hen. You're a hen.
I'm a hen. I don't contribute, but I love absorbing it. For example, Frank, one such piece of office gossip, I just kind of said it, but this one lady I work with, everybody has their own way of saying goodnight or see you tomorrow. You know what I mean? Oh, see you next week. See you tomorrow. Well, this lady had hers, but I guess one day she slipped, and she stood up, put her coat on, and said, okay, I love you, and left. So
wow.
Now that, apparently that made a big stink, and no one has had the guts to tell her this, but everybody's talking about it behind her back.
That's called a Freudian slip, my friend.
It is.
And that woman has the hots for you.
Well, no, she said it to a room that I wasn't in, and people were coming in with the gossip to me, and I enjoy hearing these things. That's what you miss by not having coworkers, Frank. Of course, there's a lot of bad that can come about by having to interact with people that are associated with you through job alone.
Would you rather have coworkers or would you rather work alone?
Well, I mean, you seem to be very isolated. You're in a state of solitude. You work by yourself, truly by yourself.
I work by myself when I'm in the office, yes, but I do, you know, meet people, you know, on a semi-daily basis in different locations. So, you know, you could say that, you know, but in other words, would you enjoy working out of your house is what I'm trying to say.
I wouldn't. And here's the reason why. I wouldn't have the job very long. If it's a job where I'm actually doing what I do and not, you know, some amazing job where I get paid to talk about how wine smells or something like that. Or I don't get paid to make videos,
eating Captain Crunch and fucking drinking Merlot or whatever. If I'm actually doing my fucking job, I wouldn't be at it long because I would be working at home. I would find just a fucking infinite number of distractions, and I would follow up on every single one. So it wouldn't work. I need people around me, but I hate people around me. It's a paradox, Frank. I can't tell you. Do you ever miss having coworkers? Ever?
I've never had coworkers, so how could I? Except for that those three days where I worked in an office.
You had a job where you worked with other people. You mentioned it here, ShopRite.
Oh well, yeah, that's friggin' high school and stuff like that. That's a long time ago, but
I gotta tell you though, nothing was better than the high school jobs because you really just it didn't matter to you whether you kept that job or not.
I actually enjoyed my work at ShopRite, the experience in Edison, New Jersey. It was called The Experience. That was the name of the store. And I enjoyed it. I was there for 6 years, from 1986 to 1992.
The store was called The Experience?
Yeah, it was one of the new wave supermarkets, and it was called The Experience. That was on the title underneath ShopRite. It said The Experience.
Mm. Yeah, it's real experience to squeeze a bag of fucking oranges.
Isn't it true that you led to the downfall of Frank's Nursery and Crafts?
Yes, that's why they're out of business, because I worked there. But when you have the jobs, it's like, you know, fucking fire me. I don't give a shit. I'll work somewhere else. But now
I don't believe you, because you told me an instance where you worked at, I think, McDonald's or Burger King, and you were a little scared that you were getting fired one day.
No, never cared, ever, because I could always go to another place. But now, having a mortgage, having a house, having responsibility, being an adult.
Oh, and by the way,
being an adult.
You're going to be mentioning the date of your housewarming party. Isn't that correct tonight?
Okay. You tell me when it is, Frank. When do you want it to be? Because here's the deal. You keep bringing it up for some reason as if it's a hilarious joke because you just want me to you want to hear me say, Frank, there is no party.
I was told the contrary, but whatever.
This must have been the 10th time I've heard you say, when's the big housewarming party, huh? 10th fucking time.
I won't bring it up anymore.
You're like an old-timer who has a fucking knock-knock joke that he can't just fucking resist to tell strangers. And when you get old enough, you won't remember who you fucking told it to, and you're going to tell it to everybody fucking 16 times. You're already there at 43 years old.
I'm not even I'm only 39.
But, Frank, there's a certain loss of spirit when you get into that point where it's like, holy shit, when you feel, I could lose my job.
Yeah.
When you feel that, what if I lost my job? That feeling.
Well, yeah.
But kills you, like you a little.
And you're very educated in computers and technology. You could work anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You could work at Best Buy on the Geek Squad. You know what I'm saying? You will always have a job, DJ Newstall. You will always be employed. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You just taught me
something tonight. You taught me the Control F function tonight.
What are you talking about, Control F?
I didn't know that there was something where I never knew that there was something called Control F. Where you could hit Control F, put in a keyword, and it'll find that word in what you're looking for. I never knew that.
What? You didn't know how to find text on a fucking page?
I didn't know. I never heard of Control F. I didn't even know that was a Control F.
Wow. And how long have you been using computers? Because I have to tell you, I'm pretending a little bit, like I don't know about this. This was just before the show. Frank was looking, asking me where something was in the page. I said, well, I don't know, just Control F, find it. And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, you hit Control F and type what you're looking for. He's like, wow. I'm like, welcome to Windows. And you say, oh, this is new with Windows 7? Fucking dope. They've had that forever, Frank. They've had that forever.
Well, I wasn't aware of it, and it's going to save me a lot of time now in the future.
Hmm. Frank, you know that the caps lock key makes the letters big.
That I do know, yes.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, Frank. Sometimes teaching you computer things, it really is rewarding because the simplest thing can make me feel like a fucking hero, like a true champ. Like, oh no, just copy and paste it. You're like, what? You mean there's just this imaginary place I can store things that I want to remember and reuse?
No. I didn't. Like, sometimes there's a document where I've been in documents before where it's there's like a field where you could put in the word and it'll find for it. But I thought that if that the document.
Wow, you've been to a search engine. Congratulations, Frank. You've been to a place in your computer where you can type something and look for it. That's every fucking thing on the computer. Everything. You know, I have to confess, my mom is not incredibly computer literate, but she doesn't attempt to be. She doesn't need to be. She does it for recreation, email, Facebook, all that shit. But she asked me for instructions on how to copy and paste. She wanted me to write out step-by-step instructions, and I couldn't think of anything beyond highlight, control C, click, control V. Like, how do you document such a fucking fundamental process? I mean, even you know that, right?
But I think you made it complicated by saying all those control things. You know, you just got to use the mouse, and you right-click the mouse and hit copy, and that's it. You're doing – there's no need to pick control this and control that. You just use the mouse.
You know what? Maybe that's the way to go. Maybe I'll do that.
I taught you something.
Yeah, you taught me how to explain computers to people who don't know shit about computers. I don't know, Frank. But speaking of Facebook, there's a lot of controversy going on in your life with Facebook. You were complaining to me last night that you're getting a lot of friend requests, and that bothers you for some reason.
It doesn't bother me. It does bother me.
Does it concern? It concerns you. You brought it up.
I'm getting friend requests from people I don't know.
Yeah. What happened?
I see if there's like mutual friends, and they don't even have any mutual friends, and I'm still getting the requests, and I don't understand it.
So you're saying you look at these requests, and if they don't have mutual friends, you don't.
If they
have
at least one mutual friend, I will accept it. Unlike you have a fucking laundry list of criteria.
So wait. You feel obligated to add a friend?
Of course.
If they have a mutual friend, you feel obligated.
Absolutely.
So.
And I have no problem. Even if it's one mutual friend, I have no problem adding them. But if there's no mutual friends, and I don't even know who this fucking person is, they may be spying on me, for Christ's sake.
So you're friends with Pristine.
That's right.
I don't know if you are, but you are.
Of course!
Or, you know, better yet, you're friends with Dom, correct? Let's just say you are. And now one of Dom's friends that you're not friends with comes up and requests you, and it happens to be a drug dealer. And you don't know that. But because he's friends with Dom, you're now friends with him. Hey, we're all friends.
I have to. Okay. It's a respect to Dominic.
Oh, okay. So you think he's going to be personally offended if someone that is friends with him on Facebook, who he adds everybody, by the way, he adds as many people as he possibly can.
Are there people who do that?
There are tons of people who do that. People collect friends. They don't... See, I used to, when I had my other name, when I had Ken DJ New Style, I used it to get as many people as possible so they could see the updates for the show. I used it as a means of promoting the show. For some reason, that login doesn't work anymore. It happened that I ranted about realtors, and then the next day I was unable to log in. That's what I'm saying, realtor board. You can't silence me here. Suck my dick.
But you have a fucking laundry list of criteria before somebody can become your friend.
Well, I've created one that's, you know, my personal life now. So I've set some rules in place as a guideline. Should I add this person? Should I not add this person? I have three rules that have to be met before I add somebody. Number one, I must know this person. Number two.
Now, what is your criteria for knowing somebody?
And we've conversed. We've shared... conversations. We know each other. I have a good idea as to what this person is into or what they do, what they like. Number two, I've met them in person. It's very important to me that everybody I add has been someone that I've actually met in real life. And number three, they're using their real name. So I'm sorry, Dom Vagabond Souls. I'm not adding that profile, but I will add the one where you use your full name. That is my criteria. If I can't have a fake profile, then I'm not gonna cater to people that have fake profiles. It's not me being selfish or anything like that. I'm just trying to keep my Facebook that people can search for with my name. People can look for it. I'm trying to keep that as, you know, me. Not a promotional tool for a show. Nothing like that. We have a Facebook fan page for that. That's what that's for. So I'm trying to, you know, maintain some kind of... dual personality thing. Because, Frank, what I want to avoid is worlds colliding. Are you familiar with this prospect, this idea?
Worlds colliding was coined by Mr. George Costanza.
Mr. George Costanza, that's right. Now, Frank, your wife has not ever been on Facebook, correct? She hasn't been.
Right.
But now, she is. She is a member of Facebook.
Okay.
Does this trouble you at all?
Do
you feel as though the people you've added that know you just from the show are now kind of clued into a little bit of your personal side?
Not until you just brought it up. Thanks.
So you haven't thought about this?
Yeah, I've thought about it.
Okay.
But the conclusion I've come to is she's an adult. She makes her own decisions, and I support her.
That's the conclusion. That's the conclusion you've come to.
Well, how do you feel? I mean, your girlfriend's on Facebook as well, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, so how do you feel about that?
I don't care, because as I've said before, I kept my profile as me. And I keep it as, you know, the same way I would behave at work is how I behave on that profile.
And that's exactly me, too.
Okay.
My Facebook is how I behave as if I was to meet the President of the United States.
Now, don't get me wrong. The Facebook fan page for the show, obviously you can get to that on DJNewStyleShow.com. I'll post a picture of those fucking conjoined twins sucking on a dick. I don't give a shit about that. Because that's not going to be tied to me, the person that with the job that he doesn't want to lose. So what I'm saying now is, Frank, not that you respect your wife's decisions and all that. Do you feel that maybe there's a little bit of an encroachment going on? There used to be the forum of the show where you could complain about things like, woes you're having with relatives or maybe your wife fucked up a meal. Not that you don't tell her that anyway. But she's listening to the show now.
So, oh, absolutely. She's listening right now.
So you have to kind of watch yourself a little bit.
No, I don't have to watch myself in front of her at all. I just don't want, anybody who has anything disparaging to say about
so
me.
So if she did something that pissed you off, you would talk about it?
Of course! She pissed me off tonight.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. She pissed you off tonight?
Twice.
Does she piss you off every day? Okay, but tonight it happened twice.
Yes, and we had a little bit of an argument.
Is everything okay between you two?
Or
am I going to see Donna is single on her Facebook status wall?
As you know, I wear house shoes. Mm-hmm. I have shoes that are strictly for the house, which we've discussed. And I think on the last show I discussed that I accidentally wore my house shoes outside.
You did. You absolutely did.
So yeah. they're contaminated and they're no longer house shoes.
Okay.
So my house shoes now are a pair of high tops that I purchased in 1992, and they were never worn before. They're brand new, but they're very heavy and they're very constricting and they're very.
Are they Reeboks?
Of course.
You have fucking Family Double Dare shoes. You have Family Double Dare shoes. You have a fucking consolation prize from Mark Summers' game show Family Double Dare.
I like house shoes that I can just slip into, like low top sneakers. I could just slip into them without undoing the lace. But with high tops, it's kind of hard to just slip into them.
Frank, would you? I'm sorry to interrupt, but Jay Kling is just spazzing out here. Our buddy Jay Kling from, Seattle. He's saying he wants to see these shoes. If you recall, he sent an email a while back that he had pairs of Reebok pump sneakers. So I guess Reebok kind of is his thing. So he's kind of curious what your new high top.
Well, I will take a picture of them and then post them on my tweeters.
On your tweeters?
The tweet decks.
Yeah, okay. So now you're wearing these disgusting, terrible shoes.
They're not disgusting. They're new. They're clean. But
They're not new. They're actually pristine sneakers. Okay, but they're old. But they were never worn.
Right. And they're cumbersome and they're heavy and they're just not comfortable. They're comfortable, but you know what?
So anyway, what does that have to do with Donna? So you fucked up.
I told her I wanted her to buy me new house sneakers.
Okay.
Okay? I've been waiting a fucking week for her to buy me these new house sneakers. She finally gets off her ass and buys them today.
Yeah.
But they were used. She bought me used sneakers, and you know that they were used because they were already laced up. When you buy sneakers, they're not supposed to be already laced up. They're supposed to be just the fucking bottom lace. It's supposed to be tied. That's the whole fucking thing.
Well, I mean, if you try them on, you lace them up, right?
These were sneakers that obviously somebody fucking had on already. And I'm if I'm gonna wear sneakers that somebody had on already, because they can have athlete's feet.
So to you, sneakers that are laced up and tried on in the store are used.
Of course!
How are you gonna find sneakers that weren't tried on?
Let me tell you something. When you buy new sneakers, and for people in the West Coast, they call them tennis shoes, they're not supposed to be already laced up. Only the first holes are ever laced, and usually the laces are like stringing and all over the place.
Yeah.
They're never supposed to be fucking laced up to the top. These things were fucking laced up, and not only were they laced up, but the laces were a little twisted as well. It's obviously somebody had these fucking sneakers on.
So were the bottoms scuffed up?
No, there were no bottoms scuffed up.
Were there any tongue wrinkles?
I don't know if there was tongue wrinkles, but they were obviously worn. It's obvious they were worn.
But what if
Frank, I called her out on this.
And what did she say?
She said, get your own goddamn sneakers next time.
Yeah, exactly. Get your own goddamn sneakers. You know, you can't yell at her for shit. She got you shoes that were at a store. Like, what are you going to do? You go there and you inspect it and not try it on? Do you ever try on shoes?
I never try on my sneakers. My wife knows my size. I'm a 9.5, and whenever I need shoes or sneakers, she buys them for me. And it's been like that for the last 20 years.
Not anymore. You fucked it up. Fucked up the gravy train there, Frank. She's not going to do shit for you now. I don't know how many times I've said that, and she still continues to do shit for you. But the fact is, somebody tried them on and looked at the fucking angled mirror. It's not a big deal. They probably wore those little shoe socks that they provide. You know the free socks at the shoe store? They're like an ankle stocking. You ever see those?
Yes.
Yeah, they probably wore those, Frank. They're completely clean. If you don't see any scuffs on the bottom of on the sole or anything like that, you know.
The fact that somebody had their disgusting feet in it is vile to me.
You know, you have a thing with feet. I'm going to notice that. I'm going to tell you that right now. You have a fucking problem with feet. Are you aware of this?
I don't be specific.
You claim that there's nothing worse than a sucked foot.
It's vile.
Vile. Hold on a second. 316-768-4472. That's the number to call if you want to get on the DJ New Style Show. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hi, it's Donna.
Donna, how are you? Hey, Facebook buddy, how are you?
Good.
So
why'd you buy me used sneakers?
You know what?
Why'd you buy me used sneakers?
You know why? Because they were on sale.
I don't... Too fucking bad they're on sale.
Well, you know what? I saved $15 buying you those, and your size is hard to come by.
Did it come across... Listen to me. Did it think that they were... When you put two and two together, did it cross your mind they were probably...
I never, ever thought about it.
Well, it happened when I came home and pointed out to you that you said that they were obviously already tried on.
Yeah, you know what? Just because somebody put their foot into a sneaker doesn't mean they have a disease.
Listen to me.
And exactly. You should get your own sneakers. If that bothers you, then go out there and inspect them and get your own. You should be happy that somebody, your personal
shopper... And then you'll get everything you wanted, Frank. It's all at your own fingertips. Go to Foot Locker, wherever the fuck, and buy your own shoes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Listen to me. Now you know what you have to do now. Now tomorrow you got to return those sneakers and buy new ones.
Yeah.
Okay?
She's not going to do that.
I'm going to go into the garage and I'm going to take the laces out and put them in as if they were new sneakers and get some tissue paper and stick it in the toe.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Ken, another way you know they're not new sneakers, there was no tissue paper stuffed in the goddamn sneaker. So you know they're not new.
No one
you ran down
paper.
To show you your new sneakers, and you said, they're used!
I need tissue paper in the sneaker. It gives it a crisp, refreshing feeling.
Frank, you know, she just said she's going to fake it now. If you make her go and buy new shoes, she's going to fake it.
Yet another thing I have to fake.
So, whoa! What? Whoa!
What the hell is that? What the hell is that? We've been doing it. We've been having some good sex lately. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. For Christ's
That's
sake.
The laugh of a non-kidder. Anyway.
You fell into that one.
Listen to me. Another thing she did tonight is she... Tuesday night is pizza night.
Yeah, so okay? You said there were two things. So that the shoes are the first.
Here's the other one, Ken.
Tuesday night is pizza night. Okay?
Okay, so you have pizza every Tuesday. Go ahead.
Okay. Whereas for you, it's Friday nights. But for me, it's Tuesday.
Okay.
I'm tired of... And what happens is... she goes out with a group of people and orders pizza and then brings it home to me. But Tommy gets home to
and
me
the pizza comes in a box and then there's slices in the box and then I get a paper plate or a paper towel. Go ahead.
And I'm tired of you bringing home cold pizza to me.
Could you believe him? Nerve to complain that I bring him home pizza that's cold.
How is
because what she does is she orders it as soon as she gets there. Here's a thought: order it. Before you leave.
Well, wait a minute. If she orders it as soon as she gets there, she's getting the warmest pizza possible.
No, because
happens? We order it and then we stay.
Explain the story,
will you? We get two kinds, and then we eat half of each, and then we each bring the leftovers to our husbands.
I see.
So that's why it's cold.
So by the time I get it, it's ice cold.
So Frank, what do you suggest? What should Donna do for you?
I suggest that you order it right before you leave and you pick it up and bring it in.
You can't order it right before I leave because then the slices do not come from a whole pie. They come from pieces of a pie, and you don't like that either.
Yeah, I don't like it. Whenever I go to a pizza place, I do not like to buy individual slices. They don't taste the same as they do from a whole pie. Would you agree with that, Ken?
I disagree. Oh. Sometimes they taste even better. Frank, here's a solution for you. Why don't you order your own fucking pizza and have it delivered?
Because then you have to go to the door and hand the man money.
Yeah, whenever we have food sent, Donna has to go to the door and pay for it because I don't want to see anybody.
What is it that you do in life? You don't buy your own shoes, you don't even order your own food, and you wouldn't pick it up, or you can't get it delivered because you don't open the door. What the fuck do you do besides eat and shit?
He goes to a fast food window, but he squints when he hands the guy the money so he can't really see him.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. It makes me nervous.
I've never noticed that. You actually.
You gotta look. Either he'll hand the money without looking at the person, and look like he's just a rude asshole, or he'll just squint.
Here's a call out to every drive-thru worker. If you see a bald man in a Mercury Sable about to hand you money, grab the bill and make sure you touch his index finger. Wet your finger and caress his hand.
Hands the bill and just say, hangs on to the edge of it so he doesn't have to touch the person's hand and doesn't have to look them in the eye.
Grab his entire fist and go.
Before there was Easy Pass, when you used to go on the turnpike, you could still get it. You could get a ticket. And before I had Easy Pass, if I were to get, what I would do is I would keep double face tape in my car, and I would put double face tape on the ticket. And then stick the money onto the ticket and then just hold it with the edge of my finger so I wouldn't have to touch anybody. Because a lot of times when you put money in somebody's hand, your fingertips will touch the palms of their hand.
They're wearing gloves, though, usually, aren't they?
No, how often they're wearing gloves. But whatever, you're still touching.
I don't think years ago they did. Now I think people are afraid, but.
You should just throw it in the booth. Just say, here you go. Throw it at their radio that's playing some island music.
I think he's done that.
Yeah. Well, Donna... So you got to stop getting him cold pizza, and you need to buy him new shoes.
Yeah, I have to go back to the store to replace those shoes so that they've been never touched by human hands.
And not only that, Ken, but she refused, when she brought him the cold pizza tonight, she refused to heat it up in the oven for me. I had to do it myself.
Yeah, you know, he gave me such a hard time about the pizza. I would have heated it up for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, after he gave me such a hard time, I said, you know what?
So I had to put the oven on myself and heat it up myself. How you feel about
Could
that?
Could you imagine, Ken?
It's terrible, Frank. I mean,
it's
God forbid you turn a knob.
Actually had to
turn a knob and wait. Really, that's what it boils down to.
He left it in too long and it overheated. Then he got mad at me for that.
It was just awful. It was, you know, you better make up for it by making a nice dinner tomorrow. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I got to make up for it.
You know what, Donna? Don't make dinner anymore. I've told you this. Every time you call in, he complains about food. Stop making dinner. Thaw out some shit. Get him some fucking Mama Leone's fucking, whatever the fuck it is, Mama Lucia's meatballs. Just fucking defrost stuff and put it in a pan and write instructions on how to heat it up. Why don't you do that?
I don't know.
You continue to cater for this man.
I'm the one with the problem. I've spoiled him in many ways.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling.
Well, Donna, you know, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, bye.
Love you. I hung up before that.
Oh.
I made sure she didn't have to be subjected to that. Frank, you do have a problem with feet, though. You absolutely do.
I don't like sock feet.
You don't like sock feet?
No.
No, they're the worst thing in the world.
They're vile.
Then why did you passively request that I take my shoes off?
I didn't passively request. You actually offered to take your shoes off.
I was first of all,
don't
I was joking.
Deny you offered to take your shoes off.
I said, oh, what do you want me to take my shoes off? And you go, huh, if you would.
All right.
And so I'm thinking, you serious? Yeah, kind of.
You offered.
Kind of.
The reason is follows.
What you said.
You constantly barrage me of how vile the places are that you walk with your disgusting brown Zip-Z sneakers.
They are New Balance sneakers, 574s.
Not if you turn them on sideways.
Oh, well, that's true.
You tell me that you go to public rooms in New York and Chicago and everything.
In where?
Chicago.
Yeah.
And I would prefer... Well, let me say this, Ken.
Say it.
Dark-colored socks are not as vile as white socks where you can see the disgusting filth on the bottom of your feet.
So you would prefer that anybody who takes their shoes off be wearing dark socks?
That's right. Preferably black or a dark brown.
Okay. I was wearing black socks, Frank, but here's your folly in taking delight in me wearing socks in your house instead of shoes. The dark socks that I had on were probably the thinnest socks that I own.
I didn't inspect your feet, my friend.
The thinnest socks that I own. By taking my shoes off, I've unleashed the terrible smell of my feet. Nowhere near as bad as yours, and you'd have to get close to even fucking smell it, but it's there, and now it's been pounded into your rug. And not only that, my feet were sweaty, so I was leaving moist footprints wherever I stepped. Have you ever seen a moist footprint on a tile or on a plastic?
Yes, I have.
Well,
it's
guess
vile.
What? They're all over your office because you wanted me to take my fucking shoes off. You don't like sock feet, and you don't like outside shoes. Well, I'm telling you, Frank, the shoe is the lesser of the two. It's the less vile of the two supposed evils.
Do you really think that? Is it more disgusting to have a sock foot or a dirty shoe? I don't know. I don't know.
I have to say here, what's your opinion of Ken Moorhead?
He's a mixologist.
Yeah. Okay, so you're no longer at war with Ken Moorhead?
Well... let's just say we've cooled off our insults over the last week.
Naturally, because a man named Ken Moorhead is on Team Frank. That's his name in the Heroes Talk chat room. He says, Frank wants you to be comfortable, but he's sheepish about imposing on me to accommodate him. So, you know, he's on your side. He thinks that it's not terrible that I'm taking my shoes off, but you don't know Frank as well as I do, Ken Moorhead. I have to say... He hates the socked foot, and he hates the outside shoe. He's conflicted. Frank,
I am conflicted. I don't know which is worse.
I would tell you the outside shoe is probably not as bad because it's rubber. It's easily cleaned. You're walking on hardwood floors. You're walking everything else. It's wiping, scrubbing, and scraping and wearing down until it's a new surface. However, the sock is a sponge for filth, smell, and germs. And you're just letting me blot it. I'm just blotting it all over your office.
Rubber is porous, so that's consuming. You know, everything is getting sucked in there as well.
And not only that, I made a wet footprint on your monitor right now. When I was there, look at your right monitor.
Yeah. Ooh.
I left. No, it's not there anymore. You don't have to pretend. But I did put my foot on it.
Why would you do that?
Because I didn't want to take my shoes off. Now I felt obligated. It was terrible.
You felt uncomfortable with having your shoes off?
Sock feet are far more disgusting. Yeah, and it was a little uncomfortable. I had to be the only person in fucking socks.
I think you're a fucking liar, because let me tell you
why. And you know what else was the worst?
I'm going to call you.
No, I'm going to... I want to say something right now. You actually suggested that I bring over shoes and leave them at your house so I can have house shoes at your fucking house. You know how fucking embarrassing that is? You asked me to keep a spare pair of shoes in your fucking house. That's the worst thing I've ever fucking heard of. That's why I put my foot on your fucking monitor. Yeah, of course it's gay. It goes from sneakers to toothbrushes. Fucking,
let me tell you why
New Balances, then I'll put a fucking Oral-B Reach in your bathroom, you fuck.
You know why?
What?
You put your foot in your mouth. Because the
I did, and then I put it on your keyboard. Continue.
The only time, I was at your house, your parents' house, one time to do the DJ New Style program.
Yeah.
And when I was there, you took your shoes off. You were walking around in sock feet.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you're so uncomfortable walking around in sock feet, then why'd you do it?
I'm in your house. I'm a guest. I shouldn't have... If you have your shoes on, you shouldn't fucking make everybody else take theirs off.
I didn't... Listen, I have never... Listen to me. I want you to be honest with me.
I'm listening. You don't have to keep asking me to listen.
I have never, ever asked... You've been here, a dozen times. I've never, ever, ever asked you to take your shoes off, ever. And that's the God's honest truth.
Until I joked.
You offered it the other week whenever you were here.
I joked about it, and you fucking jumped at the goddamn... joke like
right,
it was real.
But be truthful. Have I ever asked you to take your shoes off in the past?
You never have, but you've made me wash my hands. Yeah.
And the time before you were here, I Lysoled the bottom of your sneakers.
You did. I have video of that, actually.
Jesus Christ.
God. You know, sometimes I wonder why I'm so attractive. I was over there, Frank. We were recording some videos. And I don't know if you must have been out, but we had a special person that works for Hear Us Talk. We recorded a video with him. You obviously have seen it, but Ape Face Magoo did a promo for Best in Show.
Right.
And as you know, Best in Show is live Thursday nights, 8 to 11 p.m. on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. He did a nice little promo. I got to say, Frank, I do like the, can you call him a man? What do you call him? The ape?
I think he's a man. Yeah, he's a man.
Whatever.
He's a man with an ape face. That's all he is.
So he's actually an ape human hybrid.
Exactly.
And he loves. I love bananas. I love bananas. Oh, he is the best ape face. But he loves internet radio and he helps us out. And you can see that video on youtube.com/hearustalk. There's at least three Ape Face Magoo videos. I have another one in the can. And I'm working on getting a video up now, Frank, where we actually followed through on a bit. Not a bit, but maybe a promise. The souvenirs thing, do you recall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to post it before the show. But by the time this is available for download, it should be there also. YouTube.com/HearUsTalk. We will maybe leave the discussion until it's actually available, do you think? Or should we... just go over it now.
I think we should wait.
Yeah, okay, we'll wait. We won't talk about it, but during our trips, we actually followed through and bought each other souvenirs. Because you always ask, whenever I go on a trip, you always say, did you get me something? Did you get me something? Well, I got you something, Frank. So we'll see what that is when the video is posted on the YouTube channel. YouTube.com/HearUsTalk. Yeah, and by the way, the same shoes, Frank. The ones that you stepped outside, were those the ones you made Barb smell?
I don't. It's either. Yeah. The ones I stepped out. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so the smelly shoes that Barb and I smelled were the shoes that you ruined, and now you have high tops that you
right.
bought a while ago.
And I think I know why I'm having a little bit of an odor problem. I discovered something on my foot the other day.
You discovered something on your foot.
In
your foot?
I don't know how you would describe
larva?
It.
Larva? What do you have, a fucking chigger?
No, but the skin in between my toe is turning green.
The skin between your toe webbing is turning green?
Yes, it's turning green.
I don't think that's good.
Now, is that gangrene?
No, it's not gangrene. It's like probably some fungus that might eventually wind up with you losing your toe.
Excuse me?
You could lose your toe. I mean, whenever you see green, that means that your flesh is dying.
A lot of times...
Because you're an asshole who has no hair. Continue.
A lot of times, in between my pinky toe and my second to pinky toe...
Yeah.
It's very itchy in between those toes.
Hmm.
So what I do is I take a piece of cloth, perhaps a bandana...
You floss between your fucking your toes with a bandana?
Yes, exactly. I hold on one side, I hold it, and the other side, and I floss in between my toe in order to scratch it. And I scratch it real hard until it actually bleeds and it takes the itch away. Because as you know, I prefer a burning itch than an itchy itch.
And a burning itch than an itchy itch.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you do remember what Dr. Steve told you.
Yes.
Flesh against flesh, you know, it needs to breathe. You shouldn't necessarily wipe it until it bleeds, maybe just until it's dry.
Right.
But you still don't get over that.
I flossed it between my toes so hard that the itch will go away, but then now it's just painful, and I prefer pain over itch. See, an itch will make you go into a fucking frenzy. When something is itchy, you will be in a frenzy. But when something is in pain, it won't make you into a frenzy. It'll be hurtful, but it won't make you into a frenzy.
So you were in a frenzy because of this green flesh.
Right. See, an itch will make you into a frenzy. So I'd rather be in pain so the frenzy is gone.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that's not good. BMF Pants says it's athlete's foot. Jay Kling says it's dying flesh. So I would hope for athlete's foot. I'm not a doctor. I would just say that maybe you should start doing something about it, other than talking to me.
But do you think it's because I get athlete's feet because my feet are constantly encased?
Yeah, you never let them breathe.
Right.
Maybe if you went barefoot, like Found Your Music Jeff, walking along the fucking sands of your rug in your living room with your fucking bare foot, your bare castaway feet, as you sit Indian style, fucking interlocking your fingers with your toe webbing.
That's what he did.
He never gets green webbing, ever. You got to separate them. Get some air in there. Let it dry out. Let the stink go. No wonder your fucking shoes were rotten.
You got to keep them separated.
Yeah, you do. You have decomposing feet. Any shoe that's going to try to fucking encase them will ultimately fail, epically. It's terrible, Frank. Absolutely fucking terrible. Well, why don't we take a break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on what network, Frank? What network are you?
It's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Could have done that a little bit more exciting. I mean, you know, just be a little more exciting.
Yeah, at least I got it correct this time.
You did.
I want to before you go to break, I want to tell people about a wonderful program, and I enjoyed it. It was on the other night called Hate Us Talk.
Oh, okay. And we'll be talking about that and the first episode of Jeff and JMF. We'll be right back. On the DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I'm suffering from some type of rash that's spreading throughout my entire body. Just standing there. This blister underneath my scrotum. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. My groin area, my pubic bone, my testicles. I can see them. My groin area, my inner thighs, and my buttocks. Then once again. Lotrimin. You said you
would come. Because he has a blister under his testicles.
Dance with me. Why do you feel the need to smell it? Across the sea. This blister underneath my scrotum. We can feel the motion of a thousand dreams. Well, I do sweat between my thigh and my ball sack. Doctor, doctor,
can't you see I'm burning? Are you sweaty? Are you a sweaty guy? Oh, doctor,
doctor. And my ball sack.
Keeps the nut sack from just laying against the thighs. Such delight. That's actually good.
Lotrimin.
Please don't go.
Okay, and what kind of underwear do you wear?
No, please don't go.
Tidy whities.
I don't want to stay here on my own.
Lotrimin.
Tidy whities are good.
Can't you see I'm burning, burning?
I don't mind a burning ass.
Oh, doctor, doctor.
That's actually good.
I always prefer a burning ass.
Doctor, doctor.
Tidy whities are good.
Can't you see I'm burning, burning?
I don't mind a burning ass.
Oh, doctor, doctor. Is this love I'm feeling? Leave or breathe your love.
A burning ass. Lotrimin.
Take away my name.
A burning ass. Tidy whities. I don't mind a burning ass.
Tidy whities are good because it actually keeps the nutsack from just laying against the thighs.
I'm developing this rash in my inner thighs, my testes, my pubic bone. It's a very itchy rash. My skin looks like it's turning brownish, and it drives me crazy. Lotrimin. Tidy whities. Lotrimin. Tidy whities.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi everyone, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of HearUsTalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, oh, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Yes. This is your Tuesday Night Miracle on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. Now, Frank, I have something very important to talk to you about right now. I have to tell you about something very, very important. Do you know what that might be?
Yes.
What might that be?
Award-winning software?
Of course! Of course! ICU, the number 2.com. That's ICU 2. Be face-to-face anyplace. Anyone in the world can download this, Frank. They're not restricting nations. Are you aware of that? If you're in Germany, can you download it? Yes or no?
Of course!
If you're in Afghanistan, can you download it? Yes or no?
I would think so.
California?
Yes.
Anywhere in the world, you go to ICU, the number 2.com, and you'll be using some award-winning video chat software. Sure, there's many out there that try to do what ICU 2 does, but they've been doing it longer than all of them. I'll tell you that right now. It's very simple. ICU, the number 2.com. Download it on your Windows PC. Soon, you'll be able to do it on your Mac. You'll be face-to-face with people from all over the world. It's free to try. Download it right now. It's last year's People's Choice Award winner for Internet Communication. We'll see how they do in 2010. Your prediction, Frank, are they going to win or lose?
Win.
I think it's a fucking lock. ICU, the number 2.com. ICU2.com. Love it. Love it. Oh, do we have a caller here? I think we do.
We have either that or somebody's breathing into the phone very loudly.
316-768-4472. Huff and Puff with us on the DJ New Style Show.
Ed, what the hell did you do?
Yes.
Yeah, what the hell did you do? Just jerk off? You're so fucking...
I had the mic in the wrong position.
Where did you have it?
Your ass.
The mute button. Yeah. The mute button. I had it locked.
Oh, so Ed, where are you calling from right now?
I am reporting live from Scottsdale, Arizona.
What's going on in Scottsdale right now?
Well, I came to a place that I know would that Frank would appreciate very much. This is like porn for Frank, where I'm at. So I want to reveal that. Let me just take a step back.
Are you at the Bald Men with Hairy Bleeding Asshole conventions? Because I think that would be Frank's fucking heaven.
Frank, are you seeing me right now?
Oh, I see you on cam right now. You look like a drive-through worker. You have that headset mic. You look
Here
to
comes
be
the reveal.
You look to be outside of a fast food restaurant of some sort. What is it? In-N-Out? You motherfucker!
You're an In-N-Out burger.
Frank, how badly do you want to go to In-N-Out?
You know what? In-N-Out Burger is located in Nevada, California, and Arizona. I've always wanted to try it. It's the best fast food out here there is, but I'll never be there, so I don't know.
You'll never go? You don't think you'll make it in your lifetime?
No, I would love to go to the Pacific Southwest.
Well, they have them all over the West Coast.
Well, they're in 3 states, like I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you'd done your research.
They're in 3 states.
Yeah.
Or they're in Utah now, too, jackass.
Whoa! Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to upset a fucking board member of In-N-Out.
Fresh burgers, fresh meats, fresh... They have no refrigeration there or freezers.
No, so the meat is rotten. It's guaranteed to be rotten when you eat it the next day.
And Ed told me the main reason he took the trip to Scottsdale, Arizona is for the In-N-Out burger.
That is not true.
So, Ed...
So, were you going to sit here and watch your
yeah,
head?
Yeah, I have to say, I'm watching Ed's cam in the Pal Talk room, Hear Us Talk Radio on Pal Talk, and he just looks like he's standing outside of the restaurant, holding a laptop pointed at him while wearing a headset mic. Has anybody looked at you, approached you, or considered calling the police?
No, they haven't. So I'm going to step inside.
You're not allowed to go inside with a laptop.
Are you going to order? Can you place an order?
I can place an order.
He's going to actually place an order. This is ridiculous. But to me, I'm watching this happen. There's a fucking line. Tell the guy in the green shirt that his shirt sucks and he should take his fucking animal style fries and go fuck himself.
Hi, how you doing? I'd like a number one, please.
What the fuck are you doing?
Can I get that with just cheese and spread? No lettuce, no tomato. Hey, my name's Ed, too.
Ask him if he's ever heard of Hear Us Talk.
Excuse me? Yes, for sure.
Tell him about the show. Plug the show to this guy that doesn't give a shit.
You ever hear of Hear Us Talk or DJ New Style? Oh, okay, that's what we're doing right now, a podcast.
Yeah. Ask him if he wants to talk to us.
Okay.
Tell him that we want to talk to him for
thank you.
A quick second. We want to speak to him for
yeah, all the time.
Ed,
I've heard special Ed, yeah.
Ed, tell him that we want to speak to him
special
instant.
Ed.
This fucking instant. Uh-oh, Ed's mic. Oh.
He's got people behind.
Well, he's got a paper hat on. He's obviously an asshole.
I'll show you the facility.
Okay, I'm looking at red tiles. People with fucking... They have aprons. They have aprons and tucked-in shirts. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely fucking ridiculous. This might be the worst thing that we've ever done. And I love it. I'm loving every fucking minute of it.
Ken, you didn't hear what happened before.
By the way, my number's 22.
Oh, that's good.
The guy called him Special Ed.
Well, no, because the guy's name is Ed as well. He's like, have you ever heard that one? They're trading fucking first name insult stories. It's the worst. Ed, when you get this, I do want to see it, so please cam it up. Frank, you've never even just wanted to fly somewhere for the food?
Okay, yes.
I do want to. I always wanted an In-N-Out burger, yeah.
Would you fly out there for the food?
If I was rich enough, I would drive. I wouldn't fly.
Well, you paid $100 that fucking pizza in fucking Gatorville, Florida, wherever the fuck you were. The least you could do is spend $100 more, eat a burger that you'll actually enjoy.
Have you ever eaten at that one of those, Ken?
No, and I'm dying to. The fact that this fuck is there right now, and there's the guy on lobby. The guy on lobby's coming out with the fucking the dustpan and the broom.
It looks like a one they have like a nice.
And he's smiling about being the guy that sweeps. He's fucking loving it. This is the best. By the way, Five Guys completely ripped off the decor, the red and white, but definitely not the demeanor of the staff. Because every time you go to Five Guys, it's some surly person that lives in an area that I'm safely isolated from. And when you place your order, they yell the number of patties to the grill backline chef or whatever. I need two patties. And what else you want? You want a drink? Okay, the drinks is self serve. I need two patties. Anyway, you'll never hear them yelling.
Interview these.
What's that?
Should I try to interview these two women?
You know what? Yeah.
Should I try to interview them?
Tell them that you're a satellite correspondent for the DJ New Style Show, and try to get them to your table and interview them. And then, and what I want you to do is, after you get their names, I want you to hand over your headset and see if they'll put it on. I'm going to take your headset off of your head and hand it to them and ask them to say a few words.
Okay.
Call them over. Go, hey, miss.
This is awful.
Call them over.
No, I don't want to create a scene before I eat my hamburger.
How far away are they?
More willing to.
How far away?
The other side of the restaurant, unfortunately.
Hmm. Ain't that a bitch? Oh, well. So, Ed, let me know when this becomes interesting again. Because we...
Okay. Uh-oh, yeah, I was going to get yelled at.
Wait,
he's getting yelled at for having the laptop.
Oh, no. It's just a chat room program. No recording. Okay, nope. Nothing recorded at all. Nope. Just a chat room.
Tell him to go mind his business.
Yeah, that's me. Yep. Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. Nope.
Yeah, he doesn't want the fine folks at Five Guys to take any of their trade secrets.
Yeah, really. They had a lawsuit with some other place in Utah once they went into Utah, and they copied pretty much everything. They had to have like a court order against them.
Hmm. Well,
that's probably what the problem is.
Are we going to see you take the first bite?
Call this guy over. Just tell him, ask him where he's from.
Of course.
Just get anybody, for fuck's sake. Just say, hey, what's going on, Mac?
All right, I'll do that on the way out. Let me enjoy my burger before I get tossed out of here.
All right, well, then what we're going to... I want you to call him the wrong name. And then the key move is you handing your sweaty, obviously sweaty, headset to the person.
I'm not sweating right now.
Of course you are. Of course!
I'm not.
By the way, Frank, I have to say, your course thing is ruining my life. Do you understand?
It's ruining mine.
Ruining yours. How is it ruining your life?
Because I talk to people, and that's all I say. And I talk to people, and it just I say it out loud, and it's just awkward.
I mean, I'm at work. I'm with my family. Every time I have to say, of course, I say it exactly as you'd say it, which is, course, which is kind of cruel and condescending. This doesn't come up with your job or anything. Just your family, right?
No. If I talk to people, job wise. I say, you know, they ask me a question, and I say it, and then they go, it's embarrassing.
So wait, I'm gonna ask you a question. So, in the report, the cover page will be a part of the PDF, right?
Course.
Excuse me.
But Ken,
excuse
me. I say to myself with nobody in the room. I talk to myself and say out loud.
You just say it.
Here's
to
my
hear
order.
You. Oh, yes. Okay, now Ed is getting his order. He felt that was a. Was it handed to you? Oh, but that, okay, that was Ed. Ed's picking it up.
I like the long sleeve shirt and the short look.
Yeah, Ed's wearing a fucking sweatshirt and skids. Hey, Ed.
Okay,
Ed. Nice shorts.
I'm back.
Nice shorts. Seriously.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So here he is. He's eating his In-N-Out. Take a bite, and I want you to tell me what how it goes.
Well, first I want to talk about the presentation.
Okay.
Because as you know, presentation is everything.
Presentation is everything. Right? Eat your fucking food.
Frank, you'll note here. You see how the burger is open and happy?
Mm-hmm.
It's pointing towards you.
Maybe you could raise it up a little bit so I could see.
Sorry?
Yes, that's how Blitz Burger is.
Frank,
okay. Now
we'll talk about that in a second.
Is they put the napkin over the fries for some reason. I have no idea. But the fries are delicious and fresh, and they actually cut them in the restaurant.
Wow. Imagine a restaurant actually preparing their own food. Way to let's reward them with praise.
Okay. All right, so I will appease Frank. Frank, this is like porn to you, is it not?
Take a bite! Hurry up!
All right.
He almost put the microphone in his fucking mouth. He was so eager to take that bite, he almost pushed the microphone in his mouth. He's wearing a headset mic, as per drive-thru employee would do, and it was in front of his mouth as he was trying to eat the burger. Now, Ed, you've taken your first bite. How did the fucking windscreen taste? You fucking gluttonous bastard.
It was delicious.
Okay.
It was delicious.
The jury's in. Fucking delicious. Wow, I've never heard that before. Way to be incredibly descriptive. He's putting extra sauce all over the fucking thing, Frank. Are you watching this?
Yes, I am.
What's your take on this? I mean,
it looks delicious. It looks very tasty, and I like the way the little bit of grease is on top. I enjoy the grease.
Mm-hmm. And now Frank, he's eating it with the wrapper.
You know what? Let me tell you something. We've had this discussion.
He's holding on to the paper they've provided.
Right.
They folded it like some kind of fucking origami, perfectly revealing half the burger. Now, do you do this, Frank? Yes or no?
I typically don't need to leave the wrapper on. If my hands are real dirty, maybe, but my hands are never dirty, so...
Now, what's your problem with the wrapper? It's not because it's been handled, right?
No, it just confines the sandwich, you know? You want to get a good grasp of
You need to have your sandwiches breathable.
Right.
Look
at that guy. Look at that guy looking over. He was looking over.
He's peeking up. He just stepped on his tiptoes to see what the fuckhead's doing. The guy behind you. Just say, hey, you like what you see? Ed, just shout that out. You missed it. You missed it. Okay, Frank, if we see anybody behind him, we're just going to ask him, hey, you like what you see? And tell him to come over. So what I'll do, Frank, I never used to, but I will always hold on to the paper because I only eat fast food when I drive. So what that prevents is stains and drips and drops. And I've mastered it to the level of being able to eat a double Whopper while driving.
I noticed that Ed likes to look at the inside of the sandwich.
He does. You know what? Ed is staring into the center of this burger with every fucking bite. He lets his eyes linger. You're looking right at that thing. Like you found a true love. Just staring at it. And I'll admit, Frank, I do that as well. I'll stare at it as I'm bringing the food to my mouth.
I point out Pristine Mike, Mike from Queens, journey to the center of the sandwich.
So is that something you do? You obviously stare. You have to. I would predict you're a center sandwich starer.
No. I never look at the sandwich that I'm eating because if I see something of that makes me nervous or will ruin my appetite, I won't eat it anymore. So I cannot look what was inside of it.
Oh, that's true because you don't like looking at lunch meat. Does ground beef bother you as well?
Yes. Well, raw ground meat. Yeah, I cannot look at raw meat before it's cooked.
There's nothing more delicious looking to me than raw ground beef.
Are you being?
I swear
serious?
To God, because I know something delicious is going to come of it. You just grab a handful of it, and you can turn it into so many things.
Do you feel that way about raw chicken as well?
Yeah, you know any raw meat to me is delicious looking because I know that I can eat it. I know that I can prepare it in such a way that I will very very much enjoy it. Ed, how's that going down? You washing that down? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine.
Okay, yeah. I noticed the tropical theme on the glass.
It's not a glass, it's a paper cup, and no one gives a fuck what's written on it.
Are you craving a burger right now, Ken?
I am! I fucking am!
Now, they also, let's see if you can see this on mic. They are known
you
also
can't
for
see
their
anything
religious
on
thing, and you will see a Bible...
What?
Verse on there. I believe it is John 3:16.
Oh, it means John 3:16 just means I just whooped your ass. That was a very beautiful passage. Ed.
Yeah.
I want to mention something, Ken, that Ed sent to me some time ago. As you know, Ed is on vacation in Scottsdale, Arizona, and he's sitting by the pool a lot.
Yes.
And he decided out of nowhere to take a picture of the angle that shows his legs and his feet and
now,
the pool.
Ed, do I have your permission? Nope. Do I have your permission to post that on my my Tumblr? That picture.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I'm going to be posting that on my fucking Tumblr. Now,
Ken, is it gay for a man to send another man a picture at that angle where you're taking your can you relate?
Well, I mean,
what I'm trying to
basically
say
what you're doing is you're on some kind of a chaise lounge and you're relaxing in front of a pool or some kind of tropical place, and the sight before you is astounding. And what people will typically do is they'll hold the camera from their vantage point and show you themselves on the chaise lounge or in front of wherever they are, bleeding into the scenery. Typically, you see this with hot bitches in bikinis. Ed, you are neither a hot bitch nor wearing a fucking bikini. I gotta say, this is a little bit fucking fruity to send Frank.
Yeah. I mean, the guy essentially took a picture of his feet and his legs and is sending it to me, and I felt a little awkward. I gotta be honest with you. I felt a little awkward.
It is just a little bit awkward. I'm gonna post it again so everybody can see it in just a minute.
I'd like to hear what the verdict is on that. Now, it does not have my legs. It has my ankles.
There's a little bit of your
my ankle and my feet, as Frank would say.
Feet.
Now, Ken,
and
would you ever send another guy a picture of that angle of you?
I would never send a guy a picture of my fucking. A picture of myself that didn't include my face. If I'm gonna send a picture to my friend involving me, I'm gonna be depicted in it somehow. I'm not gonna show like maybe a picture of my foot, something like that. But typically,
so your verdict is gay.
I think his vantage point POV style picture slightly gay. I'm posting this on Twitter. And on Twitter and on Tumblr. You go to djnewstyle.tumblr.com and also twitter.com/djnewstyle. And it's posting right now. So we'll see. And I've enabled people, I've allowed people to answer a question, which is gay or not. So
okay,
feel
I think
free.
I know what the results are going to be on that.
Going to be absolutely
gay. But I
can
live with slightly gay.
Okay, djnewstyle.tumblr.com. There's a slight wave in the water. There is no one around. It's very, very desolate, but sunny and inviting, except for the fucking shaved feet. Ed, you have no hair on your fucking toes. Why did you prep your feet?
Don't.
You've prepped your fucking feet for Frank.
Them.
Yeah. Well,
what Cam?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I thought you asked me a question.
No, I didn't. You're obviously not paying attention, so that's okay, Frank.
No, I am paying attention. I am paying attention to his feet and everything.
Ed, we're going to have to let you go, so you better do something involving someone. You have your food, so get someone over here.
All right, I'm taking my last bite, Frank. Make note of this.
Okay, this is the last bite.
You know, Ken,
it took you
ahead.
Fucking 3 minutes to clear a plate. It must have been good.
I could have had that thing down in one bite.
Oh, Frank would have inhaled it. He eats like an animal. An animal.
Yeah, well, he is an animal. So,
thank you,
Ed. Call somebody over and offer them your.
There's nobody in this zip code.
Well, why don't you take a nice picture of you sitting in? Why don't you take a nice picture of you sitting at the In-N-Out table, with just your feet leading up to a tray of fucking food leavings?
I'm gonna pass on that. I think I might have mentioned this in the chat room, but as I was coming here. I go into Newark Airport, and I see some guy take off his shoe and then his sock and then actually take on one leg, one of his feet, into the actual basin and wash his foot.
That's pretty fucking...
It was the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Is it as gross as watching a fucking man eat fast food? Okay, just stand up and go, hey, buddy, stop looking at my screen.
No, I don't.
Okay, all right, then you're no fun, Ed. Thank you for eating food for us.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you for coming up with a bit that involved you eating a delicious meal. You fuck.
Well, it was all to make Frank envious. So that was my angle.
Mission accomplished. But you could have done that with a box of Cracker Jack.
You know, Ken, thank you, Ed. I really, thank you.
I appreciate it. You know, it is ballsy. I got to say, it's ballsy for him to do that. He was even told, Ed, thank you very much.
I want to mention something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a lot of talk tonight, a lot of people Twittering about a program called Lost.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing about
Lost. I don't want to hear about Lost ever. Fuck Lost. Have you even seen one fucking minute of the show?
Not even a second.
No, I could not possibly care less about this fucking TV show. I'm tired of people guessing, oh, what do you think's going to happen? I couldn't give a fuck. If I'm ever going to see it, I'm going to wait till it's completely done and watch the entire fucking series. But I just don't give a shit about it. I just don't fucking care. I don't want to watch something where if I miss a week, I'm fucked. I like watching, episodes like, or shows like Seinfeld, where you watch an episode, you get whatever you get from it, and the next week it's something completely fucking different. But with this, you need to remember every little fucking detail. Oh, there was an angled rune printed on a fucking bear, and the bear said something in fucking German, which means fucking cancellation. Or, like, I don't fucking... Who gives a shit enough to fucking process all this fucking non-information and try to come up with something you're gonna watch anyway? The worst are the people who make fucking theories about what's gonna happen on a fucking show that they're gonna watch anyway. That's the fucking worst. I just don't fucking get it. And okay, you're gonna watch it. Why try to prove something? Oh, see? See? I called it, bro. I called it. Smoke monster. I have no fucking clue. Just from what I hear the people fucking saying... where I work. You know what, Frank? Back to your very first question this episode. Do I want to work alone or have coworkers? If it means not hearing about Lost, then I want to fucking work by myself. That's exactly what I want to do. God. Wow. Ken Moorhead says, that's why Frank, the peacekeeper, is here. He balances the raw, illogical rage of New Style. Well, he does. Frank, you tend to, but you sparked it this time by even mentioning that show. You keep hearing about it. There's nothing but tweets all over the fucking place. People are so amped to see the show. They're so fucking excited. Watch it. I don't give a fuck. Oh, dude, I'm so psyched for Lost. But you know what? I'm very much into True Blood. Don't see fucking tweets from me about, oh, I can't wait for True Blood. No. Oh, I'll say it to people that I know watch the show. And people that don't. Okay, so maybe I'm guilty. Maybe I'm... Am I an asshole, Frank?
I don't think so.
Thank you. Thank you. That proves my fucking point. I'm not an asshole, and Lost sucks. 316. You're an asshole. 316-768-4472. That's the number to call if you want to be on the DJ News Style Show. Who's this?
This is Leslie from Brooklyn.
Leslie from Brooklyn. What's going on, buddy? I think I know who this is.
Yeah, I was just calling because I have no care for Lost or for True Blood, especially apparently since Ken, you're in love with the gap-toothed young lady on True Blood. Am I correct?
You're not correct, actually. It's the red-headed vampire who they've kind of ruined her look. She used to look all a little slutty looking.
I don't attach to any of these shows.
Yeah, I don't like Sookie.
Great. What's that? About something really nice, like Hate Us Talk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hate Us Talk.
Can I tell you about Hate Us Talk a little bit?
Frank, by all means. I've been waiting all night.
Hate Us Talk is a talk show about a talk show.
That's right.
It's a talk show about several talk shows.
Yes, it's about...
It was on Sunday night. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I chuckled. I thought they have a good chemistry. What you have here is Jimmy J.J. Walker and Walter Sobchak, two individuals from opposite sides of the country... enjoying
and racial divide.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They
make
cock.
A good pair, and I enjoyed the show very much, and I think we should all listen to it.
And what I mean is one guy is black. So Hate Us Talk, you go to hateustalk.tumblr.com, and you have five total episodes. You lost one, so I mean, but you only have five.
Yes, episode 6 is up. the episode 5 was a lost episode. We're still looking for it, and it'll be done in the future. It'll be found and presented in a future time.
I have to tell you, I listen to your show all the time because I want to hear what you say about me.
Oh, well,
quite frankly, I want to hear what you say about me. I want glowing reviews on Hate Us Talk.
Are you putting pressure on him?
Yeah, I am. I'm putting the fucking pressure down.
Let me
I'll cancel you if you fucking badmouth me. You got it?
Hate Us Talk is a non-biased program.
It is. You know what? I encourage them to trash me, to tear Frank apart, to insult Frank. Go ahead.
I still believe Teddy is buried in the backyard of your new home. That's my thing. I don't believe there's a cockapoo anymore. Mm. There is no cockapoo. You protest too much. We haven't heard Teddy bark in months. So I still believe Teddy is a gone little friend.
No comment. But other than the potentially alive dog, what is it that you don't like about the show, and what do you think is really working? Because you have positioned yourself, along with Walter Sobchak, to be the official critics of the Hear Us Talk programming.
I love the show, and I forgot to mention this in our last show, but I feel that one of the key shining points in your last show was the Rocky bit, the screenplay being read, and the F-up. So I tremendously love that. I love the Mohawk, coming to Mohawk.
Oh.
I love it. It's my favorite line.
Well, I mean, if you know Sylvester Stallone, as I do, he's my uncle, you'll know that he enjoys ejaculating on black Mohawks.
Oh, who doesn't? I have done it many a time. Oh, God.
I'm sure you have.
Yes, I have.
And all you have to do is grow a Mohawk.
Oh, God.
And just
Mohawks.
Fucking wipe it on Mohawk. Your own Mohawk. So, anyway, Hate Us Talk, you guys record Sundays and you post it to the site whenever Monk wakes up from his fucking alcoholic video game haze.
Yeah, we don't have a specific time anymore. Yeah. It's just that we'll do the episode, and whenever you guys want to hear about it, just check out hateustalk.tumblr.com.
Yeah.
So, I just call them to see how you guys are doing.
Well, thank you very much. I can't wait to have Hate Us Talk, where me and Frank just sit and fucking pick you guys apart. Oh, see, he stuttered, Frank. See, he stuttered,
no,
so that means he sucks.
No.
Fuck this guy.
Oh, you sons of bitches.
Well, anyway, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And you have said some kind things, I've got to say. You have said some very kind things, and you've been, let's just say, honest with...
thank you. We try to be.
Your
try
feelings
to be.
About the show.
Hold on 1 second. Get off the phone. Let go of the phone. Hello. No, you're not going to do that. No, let me hello, everybody. I'm just telling you to check out HearUsTalk.com and check out HateUsTalk and sign up for the forum.
Who is this on the phone? I have no idea what's going on.
This is Uncle Faye, and I'm afraid Walter wanted me to do this. I had to call in.
Oh.
Get off the phone. No, you dirty little pygmy bastard, you. I will talk to these people. Hello.
I hope
your name is Uncle Faye, and I'd like all of you to please listen to Hate Us Talk as possible.
Thank you very much. Uncle Fagin.
Okay.
Good
evening, dude.
Yes. I hope Leslie's mother comes into your bedroom and sees one person doing two characters.
I really hope this doesn't happen. We've had an awkward moment when she caught me masturbating. I can't have it again. No, this won't be happening.
Uncle Fagin, okay. I'm making you walk your imaginary plank.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. A very good job. Don't feel self-conscious. I just think you need more confidence for next week. And other than that, I think you'll have a perfect show, right? Frank, you're listening to Hate Us Talk. Up next is Hate Us Talk. What did you think about it, Frank?
Hi, Georgie. Aren't you going to say hello? Oh, come on, bucko. Don't you want a balloon?
I'm not supposed to take stuff from strangers. My dad said so.
Very wise of your dad, Georgie. Very wise indeed. I, Georgie, am Pennywise the Dancing Clown. You are Georgie. So now we know each other. Kirit!
I guess so. I gotta go.
Go? Without this?
My boat!
Exactly. Go on, kiddo. Take it. Oh, you want it, don't you, Georgie?
Of course
you do. There's cotton candy, rides, and all sorts of surprises down here. And balloons, too. All colors.
It kind of stinks like shit in the sewer. But do the balloons float?
Oh, yes. They float, Georgie. They float.
Okay.
And when you're down here with me...
Yeah?
You float, too!
Seriously, can I have a balloon? Or... am I going to at least get my boat back? Because I got to go to school. Because Fat Steven has Jolly Ranchers, and he's fat, and he likes them. And scene. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, now, what movie was that from?
Now,
right?
First person who types in there, who says what movie that is, gets an A+.
Wow.
Oh, very impressive.
It looks like our friend Mbabara was the first to type it in on my screen. Frank, who was the first on your screen?
Mbabara.
Yes. Sorry, Pristine Sneakers. You're very, very upset. By the way, as soon as he started hearing the lines, I could see his cam in Pal Talk, in the Hear Us Talk radio room on Pal Talk. And he was really getting into the face acting. What I like to call what Pristine does on cam is face acting.
He's the best face actor of them all. He's
the pioneer of face acting.
But he, like I said to him before, and I've said to Pristine Sneakers in person, and I know he won't mind me saying this. He has a tell, and his tell is when he's about to explode and go into a rage, he'll put a big smile on his face and go and just smirk side by side. Which that's how you know he's gonna fucking
to be
go.
What he's doing now, actually. Yeah. Oh, you know what, Frank? I gotta say. Ed sent me a text when I said something negative about his foot picture that he sent me. He simply responded with two letters, EW. Now, what does that mean, Frank?
Okay. EW is a very effeminate
ew!
Word. It's an effeminate
ew!
Word
Grody!
That people Grody utilize,
to the
which
max!
I do not utilize.
Yeah, ew. That is bad. That's one of those things that you don't want to ever hear or see typed from a guy, you know. Actually, today, the IT guy at my company was working on a laptop, setting it up for the boss. It just came in. He was loading software and drivers and whatnot. And out of nowhere, I heard him go, ew, like that. That would be a total E with like seven W's. And so, like, we're in the same room. I can't just, like, ignore it. So I said, what's up? He goes, just installing some drivers, it made me test the camera, and I'm ugly. So I laughed. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, no, I mean, I'm really ugly. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, cameras. I'm trying not to, like, say anything or engage this. I just want to kind of let it pass because it's starting to feel a little awkward. Six or seven times, he's like, oh, you know, my friend said it. They must be right. I'm pretty ugly. It seems... What the fuck was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a hard candy.
I just heard a wrapper, Frank.
I opened up the wrapper, yes.
Why? What kind of hard candy are you eating?
It's a sugar-free Jolly Rancher, grape-flavored.
Sugar-free?
Yes.
Hmm. You know... You know what, Frank? I gotta tell you. That reminds me. You're eating sugar-free candy. That means you must be on a mission for something.
Oh,
I'll tell my story a little bit later. I don't need to tell it ever again. Frank, get the scale!
Please hold.
Frank has been trying to lose some weight. As you see, he will be turning 40 years old. And by that time, Frank wants to lose 20 pounds. At the start, Frank was 202 pounds, I believe. And I have to look at the notes that I took down for this. I'm sorry. First week, he was 216 pounds. The second week, 220. Frank didn't want to let you down by actually losing any weight since then, so he gained with last week's result of 221 pounds. So far, he is up 5 pounds. Last week, 221. When he gets the scale and disrobes and gets Donna to weigh him in, we will find out exactly if he is throwing any effort into this, showing any signs of progress. People are making their guesses. Their guess is right here. Gambit says 216. Either that or he's correcting me. Goatweed says he's added another 5 pounds. BMF Pants is saying, I say only plus 3. Ken Moorhead saying that he lost 2 pounds. Frank?
Okay.
Up, and the Green Ninja is being completely ridiculous by saying 235 pounds. I mean, really, he's eating a sugar-free candy. He's not fucking funneling bacon grease into his eyes.
I'm stripping as I speak. Hold on.
Oh, wow. Ew! Okay, so Frank is stripping and he's going to weigh himself. If you'll notice, last week he did not remove clothing.
All right.
Because,
now, as you know,
because
my
he was ashamed.
Wife is here.
He was ashamed to show his pecker to Barb.
My wife is here.
And she's seen enough of it. She doesn't even fucking want to look at it. She's not even phased anymore.
No, no. What I'm saying is she's here to give you an unbiased thing.
Yeah. So Donna is there. She will read.
Now remember.
The total.
It is nighttime, and you usually weigh more when it's nighttime.
I don't give a shit about the phase of the moon or fucking. When you have to start citing gravity as a reason why you're not losing weight.
Okay, keep your mouth shut. No, she's going to.
You're fucking.
I gotta concentrate. Let me take the headphones off.
Frank has to get mentally prepared. As you know, this is a very, very stressful thing for him. He tries so hard, and he's come so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. He is up 5 pounds. Frank,
all right. Well, how much do I? Well, what was I last week?
Last week you were 221 pounds.
What
up,
am I this week?
Up 5 pounds. 220. Wait, what was that?
220.
Frank has lost a pound.
Yes.
You lost the pound. Congratulations. Yeah, you're now only 4 pounds over where you started. Congratulations,
right.
Frank. You're still actually not good at this, but you're slightly less bad at it, is what I would say. Frank, what did you eat tonight? You said you didn't eat cold pizza. You refused to eat dinner, right?
Today I had for breakfast, I had a bagel with peanut butter.
Do you even give a shit? Do you even give a half a fuck about this?
Could I finish?
Go ahead.
I had a granola bar for lunch.
Deep fried granola bar sandwich.
No, just a granola bar.
Yeah.
And for dinner, I had a small bowl of pasta.
Yeah.
With and two slices of pizza.
You said it. Okay. So now you had a small bowl of pasta, trying to make it sound sensible. You add several commas, and then you say two slices of pizza. And where's the grape hard candy come into play? Where does that come into play? The hard candies you've been sucking down
that
all night. And how many what did you have to drink?
Diet iced tea.
Diet iced tea. You know, it still counts, Frank. It all plays a fucking role. So what does that put you at? You're at 220?
It puts me at being a fat fuck.
It puts you at being where you were 3 weeks ago, which was still overweight. So that's good. You were 216. You want to lose 40 pounds or how many pounds?
20 by 40.
Okay. Very good. You need to lose 24 pounds. I predict that you... You're going to gain 16 more pounds so that you'll actually have to lose the 40 pounds you originally set out.
Hello!
Jesus Christ. Frank, do you think you're going to do this? Have you been exercising? Have you been trying?
I have not exercised yet.
Yet. When do you think you're going to start?
I'm waiting for the warmer weather.
There's 4 months. You realize that, right? You could knock off 20 pounds like this, but now you're increasing.
Is it possible to lose 20 pounds in 4 months?
Of course! Fucking lose. You can lose 20 pounds in a fucking day. Just clean the fucking green flesh spackle out from between your fucking toes. Disgusting. Jimmy J.J. Walker, who is actually Leslie from Brooklyn, says, is there a pool for this yet?
I want to.
Maybe you go on the forums and start a thread.
I want to mention something that this is no secret. It is we're approaching the Hear Us Talk second year anniversary.
That is true.
And you were and this is just talk. You know, we're thinking about having perhaps a bar crawl.
We are definitely going to do something in New Jersey. We've done enough New York stuff. It's got to be in New Jersey. And you know, 2 years. That's a pretty big thing, I would say. You know, no major waves, nothing too tragic as far as, you know, losing fucking shows or people saying, fuck you guys. Or, you know, because there is no radio. A year went by and there was war between the fucking shows. It's been very, very copacetic and everybody's been part of a team working towards whatever the fuck we're working towards. And so it's a kind of a big thing. We need to do something in New Jersey. And I think it's going to be Hoboken. We're going to pick a couple bars, and we're going to see if we can get this going. Start out at one place, end up somewhere else. Have a couple of pops, sit, talk, no live show, none of that. If people want to record videos, post them to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/heroestalk. That's fucking great. We'll do it. But we got to do something. That's what I say. Pristine Sneakers is saying, I heard there's a big party at Ken's house. Where Best in Show will be broadcasting from now on. No to you and to Giggs, who suggested that. And also, I'm very frightened that the suggestion that Jimmy J.J. Walker is, I'm going to find that house. I'm going to find that new house, Ken. And I'm going to have that dog. Frank, are you excited for this? Is this something that you're going to be into?
Yeah, because I've never been on a bar crawl before. I didn't even know what a bar crawl was until I asked you last night.
Hmm. It's actually where you remove your pants and you crawl around the bar.
Oh.
So you're still into it?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. I think it's something we got to do. Absolutely have to do. Now, Frank, Ed got to eat his burger, In-N-Out. I mean, we can't really come that close. Everybody I know that has been raised on the West Coast or even has visited from being raised on the East Coast, they say that In-N-Out is like the number one fast food burger, the number one burger that they're going to get,
right,
that they've ever had.
Not the number one burger, but the number one fast food burger.
Sure, whatever. The closest that we've gotten, Frank, the closest I've ever gotten, I just had in Seattle. That tells you how much burger talent I've been exposed to on the East Coast. But you've become enamored with a place that you named before. It's called Blitz Burger.
Right.
Do you want to kind of fill us in a little bit
Blitz
about
Burger
this?
Blitz Burger is an establishment located. There's two locations in these North New Brunswick and North Brunswick.
When were they established?
That I do not know.
Can you tell us their tax ID?
I do not know that.
GPS coordinates. Just tell us about the fucking food, Frank.
I will tell you in the way I want to tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a burger place. Look, Ken took me to Five Guys Burgers and Fries, and it was mediocre at best.
First of all, it's not mediocre at best. And second of all, it's just Five Guys. Just say Five Guys.
It's Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Yeah, you're an asshole. So, I took you there. You didn't like it. So you decided to post the picture when you were trying to lose weight, mind you, of a double bacon cheeseburger on your...
Right.
On your...
And I defy anybody who and I don't know, it's probably too difficult to find that picture now because it's from an old Twitter.
Well, it's on your Twitter, twitter.com/thegermfreak. Go through
I
results.
Defy anybody to tell me that doesn't look like a mouth-watering burger.
Frank, it doesn't look like a mouth-watering burger. And I said that, and you took me there. We went to that place, and I have to say...
Listen, if you fucking lie about this, I won't forgive you.
I have to say, I tried a cheeseburger with bacon. Here's exactly what happened
and
with it.
Tell us the whole thing.
I ordered it. I appreciated the unique style of bread, but it was a little doughy and soft. It was two patties. I appreciated the red onion and the use of mustard. I did not appreciate
you
the
appreciate,
lack.
What about
I
the
did
bacon?
Not appreciate
the bacon.
I did not appreciate the lack of lettuce, but the bacon was okay.
Fuck you. You said the bacon was above par.
It was good. It was good bacon. How about
and
that?
And lettuce was not included with the sandwich.
I wanted fucking lettuce. I even told the bitch lettuce. I told the fucking crack whore. We had a crack whore waitress, Frank. Do you understand?
I will not disagree with that.
She had fucking tracks. I could see them.
I will not disagree with that.
I make her a heroin whore. But anyway, the burger, my initial reaction was, it's a good burger. It's good. But it's not great. And you seem to be okay with that.
I appreciate that and I respect that.
Okay. And then some time passed. And Frank, when I judge food, you have to consider your initial reaction and then you have to sit on it a little bit. Sit on that feeling and then think a couple days later, do I want that again? And I thought about Blitz Burger and I did not ever want to eat it again. So I have to say, after some deliberation, I've decided now that it's not that good. The burger wasn't good, Frank. That's my opinion. And you seem to be furious, just ready to lose your mind because I've changed my fucking mind. But the thing is, Frank, it's just a fucking burger. There's nothing special about it. And there was no lettuce, for fuck's sake. You need crisp lettuce.
What did you order? The All-American burger?
All-American.
It did not. If you read the fucking menu, you'll see that lettuce is not included.
Oh, and you know what? Neither was bacon. And I said I'd like bacon on that.
Well, then you should have asked for lettuce.
I said lettuce, tomato, and onion. I said lettuce! God damn it! And you know what I expected from that fucking schlock house of a fucking burger fuck shit god cock suck? I fucking expected shredded lettuce on that fucking piece of shit. Because they're not classy.
I think the next time you eat a fucking burger, you choke on it.
I hope, Frank, that the next time you eat a burger, it's at an equally shitty fucking place like Blitz Burger.
Yeah, fuck you.
What's your number one burger all time? Number one burger.
I gotta say the Brooklyn Diner.
I've been to family barbecues where I've had better
Ed,
fucking burgers.
I want Ed McGrath. He's been at the
I've
Brooklyn
had better
diner.
Fucking burgers at a family barbecue. The kind of barbecue where they make 25 burgers and then 2 hours later they're still on a platter.
Ed,
you get out of the pool and you just grab one and soak the bun with your fucking chlorine wet hands. I've had one then that's about as good as the fucking Brooklyn Diner. And I'm not paying 18 bucks
Ed
for it.
Ed is a connoisseur of burgers and he will agree that the Brooklyn Diner is in his top five. He will not disagree with that.
Ed is already waiting on a lady of the evening. He's had his fill of In and Out, and that's that. Oh, here's another call from Ed. 316-768-4472. Ed, your verdict on the Brooklyn Diner?
It was good. I thought it was good. I would not say top five. I would say top ten.
In and Out versus Brooklyn Diner.
Yeah, I'd say In and Out's better.
By how much?
You can't compare the two. You're comparing a fast food with a non fast food.
It's fucking
my number one burger. My number one burger is the place I took Frank to.
Oh, and Frank, God.
We all heard about that, Ed.
What a dump that was.
We all heard about that fucking cow flop on a bun. You can't fucking fool us.
He's getting the same thing back from you. He's getting the same thing back from you, and that pleases me to no end.
Yeah. Well, okay. Anyway, Ed, thank you. I appreciate it, but I'm not going to have you, come at Frank like that, especially after you didn't try to put anybody on the mic. But I do appreciate you standing your ground. I just wanted lettuce on it. I even said lettuce. Frank, I fucking asked for lettuce.
And then when it did, I said to you, ask her for some lettuce. And
no!
Shy.
Because they're going to take it back. That's the rule, Frank.
I know that's the rule, but you just ask for the lettuce. Don't get let her
we
take
it. We can't
the fucking
just set up
back.
Protocols and go against them, God damn it. This is Hear Us Talk, Frank. HearUsTalk.com. We have to talk about bigger things right now than our burger quarrels. Wouldn't you agree?
I think there's absolutely bigger things.
Friday night slot, 9 to 12.
For the longest time.
Our friends, JMF and Jeff, they do a talk show now. And last week was their first go at it as Jeff and JMF and not under the veil or the shroud of the what show.
A.K.A. the best of both worlds.
The best of both worlds. That's Oof. What they were calling that.
Wow.
First of all, I mean, there's the obvious Miley Cyrus reference, the reference to R. Kelly and Jay-Z, and maybe the fact that you're already on a network with a show that begins with best.
Right.
How many fucking best shows are there?
Yeah. You know what? Not. I'm a big supporter of Jeff.
And what worlds?
I don't support the name of the show. It's not because these two individuals are not polar opposites
yeah,
of one
I mean,
another.
I agree with Mike. What worlds are we combining at last?
Exactly.
I mean, they're two funny guys. They're interesting. I'll listen to them. But don't act as though it's like, oh, at long last, Microsoft and Apple. No. They're two guys that joke and then they're amusing.
We're not talking about chocolate and peanut butter for crying out loud.
Okay. But they're not even that dissimilar, really.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Usually you'd reserve that for people with opposite opinions, but you know they're very similar in what they're thinking is, and why you would call it the best of both worlds. I'm a big Jeff supporter. I do not support the name of the program.
But I mean, I have to say, name aside, I think they did a great job, and I'm interested to hear a little more. I don't know where they're going to be putting their show. I think Jeff is actually putting their shows on the What Show feed for now. I honestly don't think he knows what he's doing next.
He's still tweeting as the What Show and this and that. I think he's fucking confused, to be honest with you.
It's true. You know what? Maybe he's just trying to let it linger.
He's too busy in fucking restaurant week, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Getting his $30 French cuisine.
Yeah, and then he announced that he had high cholesterol after spending 52 weeks fucking talking up and down about how much he loves fucking lobsters. I don't know. Frank, I mean, do you think that they're going to last? Do you think they're going to make it through?
I think it's going to be an uphill climb, but I think they will succeed in the end. Mm-hmm. You know, they were giving people were giving them a hard time. Listen, let's be honest here. The What Show was a pioneer program of two married, dysfunctional married couples airing out their differences every Friday night. And it was what people wanted to – listen, this was people's Friday nights. People didn't do anything on Friday. They listened to The What Show from 9:30 to 12:30 a.m. They listened to The What Show. They looked forward to The What Show. It was their
Frank,
big fucking exciting – yes.
At long last, worlds have come together. I present the host of Best of Both Worlds. Jeff from The What Show. What's going on, Jeff from The What Show?
The title is a work in progress. This is, we have not, let me tell you how this title evolved, okay? JMF was on the toilet bowl, and he thought Best of Both Worlds, the acronym is BBW, and it made him snicker. And it made me snicker, and I was like, yeah, that sounds pretty good for this week. Why don't we run with that? But really, honestly, it's not the final title for the program.
What about Jeff and JMF? Is that too far out? What?
She'd be suggested since our online pseudonyms are Country Music Jeff or SM Jeff, and he's Mr. JMF, that we would be SM JMF or something like that. Using our, I don't know.
Frank, let's come up with some names. Let's shoot out some names. Do you have any ideas, Frank?
Well, last week you suggested the Y Show.
Yeah, the Y Show.
You mean why are we doing this show?
Yeah, but you know what? After hearing it, I'm going to call it the Glad You're Doing It Show.
Oh, that's sweet. That's a nice recovery. Thank you.
Yes. Why don't you call it the Climb or See You Again? Or some other fucking Miley Cyrus product.
I could call it what everyone else seems to call it, which is DJ New Style Light.
Yes. Less calories.
Now, Barb is chiming in.
More hair.
Barb is chiming in. You should call it the What Happened Show.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think you want... Are you trying to distance yourself from that, Jeff? Let's be real here.
Yo, real talk, son!
Is the What Show dead?
And bashed... in several
different forms. It is not dead.
The What Show is not dead.
No.
What is the likelihood that we will have the original cast of The What Show back doing it again?
That's I don't think that's up to Jeff.
I'm asking him for his fucking opinion, Frank. Jesus Christ. What is the...
What did Missy? Missy says 75%. Hmm. That sounds like a reasonable number. I'm going to run with that.
Why? Because one of the four doesn't want to do it anymore. Jesus Christ.
It could be anybody, by the way. It could be Missy, who of late has been experiencing some health issues.
Okay.
And let's be honest, wasn't too strong when she was at her prime anyway.
I disagree. I disagree. We would never know the phrase smushy dick without Missy.
That has been... Listen to me. Jeff has been shit on in the media as of late for things that I've heard of, and I just want to say I'm supporting him, and I'm on his side in any circumstances that may arise from that. Thank you.
Oh, Frank,
I thank you for your posthumous support, Frank.
Thank you. I don't know what posthumous means, but thank you anyway.
It means after the issue died.
Yeah.
You have chimed in with your support.
Well, I told you I didn't hear about the issue until after the fact.
Yeah, you got to understand.
I fucked you with you, Frank.
You got to understand. Frank is just...
I had a discussion earlier, and he became quite agitated at the notion that I was upset that he didn't call him to defend me.
Yes.
And I just want to let him know that I do not feel that way.
If I knew this was happening,
I love you as a brother.
I would have called
up and
defended him.
Why is it that you didn't know what was happening at the time?
Because I was not listening.
Oh. Okay, that's a little...
I need to stay up during the day.
What does that mean?
I was talking.
So you weren't you weren't listening because you need to be awake. I don't understand what that means.
Because I was doing things and I don't want to.
It's easier to be snide in text, isn't it? So Jeff, what is in the future for your talk radio project? I don't even know what the fuck to call it right at this point.
At this point, we're experimenting. You know, we're feeling each other out.
Yeah.
Figuring out what the format's going to be. But I have a question for you, Nustal, and I think it's an important one as we discuss Pure's Talk policy, and that is this. When we are attacked by outside radio programs, do we rally as a network in response, or do we allow individual hosts to respond in kind to that attack? I'm just wondering, in case you know, someone goes after your program or Best Show or The Awful Hour, you know, if we're going to all just, you know, do it as a combined effort.
So
or,
you're saying that. You're saying that you're being shit on Ron and Fez, and you want everybody to come to your aid without actually saying it.
Not really. No, I'm just wondering. Like, I'm just trying to clarify what the Heroes Talk policy is on outside, you know, attacks on Heroes Talk property.
Okay, so give me some examples of the Heroes Talk the outside forces that are attacking Heroes Talk properties.
Mr. Lovekin, for example, is not a big fan of you, Ken. I'm just wondering if, you know, as a Heroes Talk member, if we should all, you know,
okay.
I'm
going to issue an edict of behavior of those interested in Heroes Talk. If someone who looks like Michael Berryman attacks a Heroes Talk show, I command all of you to just not pay attention as you've already been doing. However, if he doesn't like me, then I'll handle it on my own. If I need help, which I can't fucking possibly come up with a situation where I will need help in an attack involving 140 characters on Twitter... or words spoken to people that really don't even know who I am or give a shit, then, you know, shame on me for needing help. But Jeff, if you really want us to jump in with you, just say the word, start the battle yourself, and then maybe we'll back you up.
I'm just saying, I'm a little outnumbered here. I think we can all agree on that. You know,
what is the battle? What's happening to you? Who's even beating you up?
I've been getting pretty well secured on national satellite radio for the last 3 or 4 days. And I can't really respond because if I do, it then takes it to the next level where I know Ron is much better at this game than I am. And God knows what ammunition he has on me over the years that he's ready to fire at my head.
Sure.
So
And you have ammunition as well.
But the thing is, Ron isn't attacking you. If you listen to the fucking show, the only person that has ever said anything negative directly about you with their feelings is Fez. Fez had said that.
Right,
over the 10 years of knowing you, he does not like you. Boo fucking who?
It seems that the issue doesn't want to die, though. That's the thing.
It seems like you keep bringing the issue up.
I mean, let it go. I don't like your attitude, Ken.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't like my attitude?
I don't like what you're doing right here.
Jeff, am I being insensitive here? Or should... I mean, the thing is...
I gotta kind of agree with Frank on this one.
By the way, I'm getting credit for the Michael Berryman comparison of Mr. Lovekin. I have to give all credit to Frank, who brought that up first. Frank, that is copyright germ-free. So, but, I mean, you're gonna...
You know what? I don't like the tone you're taking with this, Ken. And I think it's all for one for all. If somebody bashes somebody on one of these programs, I am standing by that individual. Like I said, told Jeff Pert on a private phone call, I was not privy to this as it was going on. Me calling in now after the fact, I don't know if it's going to make sense. But I will call in next time this happens.
Well, I mean, why did
my wife wanted to get involved? This is the weird thing about this particular thing is that, you know, it's between friends, but, you know, it's... They're not the Mr. Lovekins, the Fred from Brooklyn, or the Fan Dicks of the world. You know, we love these guys, and you know, we respect these guys highly. And, you know, I don't know how to respond to that. Like, I don't,
okay.
I can't build up the same vitriol that Fez apparently has for me to give it back to them. So
hey, Jeff.
I just kind of sit there quietly and take shit for 3 days. It just fucking sucks.
Well, you did the right thing by calling, you know, the show tonight. But maybe it should have been a different show. You know what I mean? Maybe you should be calling into the Ron and Fez show every time they mention you. And then if that
if it
bothers you,
people think that like if I call in, I'm going to perpetuate this thing, which I just want it to die.
It die. It's not really a huge part of the show.
I don't like your Ken's passive dismissive attitude right now.
No, my passive dismissive attitude is because
I totally hear it.
Jeff,
now.
Let me explain why. The reason I'm dismissing it is because you're asking people to help you on something you're not willing to initiate.
I just wanted to know what the policy was for the future.
If you join in and you're being wronged, Jeff, and I feel like, you know, you're getting a bad deal, then, you know, you'll have my support. But I'm not going to fucking turn into a goddamn pest, hold a fucking sign up, and stand out there and smash fucking radios because, you know, you're getting, you know, someone doesn't like you.
I think that's a little bit of an overstatement of what I would want another show's involvement to be.
Well, then why don't you express what it is you want us to do?
I don't want you to burn bras or anything in front of the Sirius building. I just felt kind of like hung out to dry, but everybody.
Jeff, a guy who wears a fucking toupee over perfectly good hair doesn't like you. Who gives a shit? Okay. Why are you getting so ass sore over this? Who gives a shit?
That's not the point. That's not the point.
For example, one day, like, Frank turned around and said, you know what, Ken, I never liked you, ever.
If Frank actually said, I never liked you, ever... You know, whatever. Then I'll tell him I never fucking liked him either. And that'll be it.
That wouldn't bother you in the slightest, though, having as many conversations and
I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing.
Missy wants to say something. Go ahead, Missy. Say what you want to say.
I want to know how we're supposed to defend you from somebody not liking you.
Exactly.
Somebody like you? Like, what are you supposed to say?
Yeah. Here's the problem, Jeff. You appreciate what Fez has done over his career. You're a fan of his, and you had become under the impression that you were kind of close or maybe a friend with him. He said it's not the case. So now you're asking people to fucking help you win his friendship back. You just can't fucking do it. If you really have an issue,
no.
Okay, well then explain. What is it you want?
I don't want to turn his feelings around.
Who gives a shit about his fucking feelings? He doesn't even know his own fucking feelings. He doesn't.
I don't know. I don't know how much of that is real or not, but, you know.
Really, listen to yourself. You're fucking, you're all shaken up over the fact that someone said they didn't like you. Seriously.
It's so much that. It's that
never liked you. Never liked you. Ever.
Who cares?
Ever.
Great.
Frank. Who cares?
If someone says, hey, Jeff.
Come on. Jeff, who cares?
I don't like you. Never did.
Come on, Ken. You're not one of those people like that says, like, I don't care what other people think about me. You're a talk show host. Of course you care. Of course.
But the thing is, if someone's going to go through the effort of saying, oh, you know what? Through the entire time I've known you, I don't like you. I'm not going to dwell on that person anymore because it's fucking fruitless. Do you understand? You giving any fucking thought about what this person thinks of you, what they've always thought of you, is fucking fruitless. Maybe unproductive probably is the correct word in this case.
Well, he didn't reveal a secret yet. So.
Well, not quite yet. But the thing is, you're not going to get anything out of worrying about whether or not he likes you. So why don't you just stop thinking about it, move on, focus on doing your show, focus on creating great stuff like you do, and just fucking move on. Who gives a shit what the fucking guy thinks? I like listening to him on the radio. If he came up to me and said, hey, you know what? I don't like you. Oh, well. You're not my fucking family. He's not your fucking dad.
It's also this though. You I don't know how long you've been listening.
Listen, you're treating this. Jeff, I need to turn you down a second because you're treating this like your father coming up and saying to you, I never loved you, but he's a guy on a radio that you've listened to for a decade. You need to fucking move on. Ron has not said that. So, like, Ron, don't fucking pay attention to Fez. Who gives a shit? What fucking vested emotional interest do you have in anything with him?
There's memories there. I asked my wife to marry me in that program. You know, there was a reason why I felt like that was a safe place to do that.
Well, he can't get married, so maybe he's fucking jealous that he saw you fucking propose. I don't know. The thing is, I mean, it doesn't fucking matter. It just does. What he thinks about you should not affect you in the fucking least. Does he pay your fucking check? Does he cut you a check? Does he support you? Does he pay your bills? Buy your food? He could never afford the amount of food you eat. Do you understand? It doesn't fucking matter what he thinks.
Frank, do you understand where I'm coming from here?
I know exactly where you're coming from. I do. I don't think it's so much of caring about that. It's just that, you know, he didn't have his boys, his crew, you know, just backing him up and saying, you know, we're here for you, Jeff, you know, and letting people know that. And I'm co-Jeff.
That's not what I mean at all. What I'm trying to say is I am not, like, sitting in my room listening to Sarah McLachlan and crying over this. But there is what are you going to say, Lindsay? There is that lies. All right, one song. But I'm not crying over it.
You cried over one song?
Jeff, it's okay that Fez doesn't love you. What I'm trying to tell you that... Spend all your time waiting. He's just a man, after all. And his feelings, Jeff, they are his own. And though they may hurt you, Jeff, you need to turn two crying eyes away from this two-paid, supposedly, but obviously gay man. And walk away. Listen and enjoy the Ron and Fez show. Listen to it. Love it. But just know that your love will be unrequited. Your love for Fez will never, never be realized. Remember that night. Remember that night at Medieval Times as you both cheered for the Green Knight and you caught a rose. Remember when you chewed on that chicken leg and wore that ridiculous paper crown? Remember the times that you've spoken on the phone on the Ron and Fez show and you've appeared in studio and Fez looked at you but did not say that he didn't like you, Jeff. Everything will be okay despite all of this. Pull your t-shirt up and wipe your tears. You're in comfortable and safe confines right now. You're in a place where Fez cannot hate you. Your own home. Please, Jeff, you need to realize that you are a very special person. And you do need some comfort. Yes. Thank you.
This is all I wanted.
Yes. Okay.
This is all I needed. I feel good now.
Okay, good. Now don't ever mention this shit to me again. I never want to hear about this ever again. I'm serious. If you don't approach him with, dude, someone doesn't like me. Someone said something negative about the show. Someone criticized a bit. Whatever. That's fine. I'll help you, you know, maybe work out whatever I can do as far as content, show, opinion, promotion, whatever. But someone doesn't like me is a problem that fucking no one will fix. And if you really want to fix it, you need to pursue it, and you don't need to fucking roll deep as you fucking requested to do it. Jeff, just fucking do it or don't, but don't. I don't ever want to hear about this again. Frank, you have his back, though, right?
Absolutely.
Frank is your guy. When you want to win back Fez's love, that bald bastard will be right by your fucking shoulders.
I'll take a bowl for him.
Yeah. Yeah, you will. And you'll probably have to one day, because Frank really doesn't rub people very well. But anyway, Jeff, Friday nights with JMF, HeroesTalk.com. Let's everybody have a good cry.
Wait. What do you think of that? Friday nights with JMF.
Yeah, Friday nights with JMF featuring...
And don't even mention my name.
Yeah, why don't we just call it fucking Crybaby Pants for Friday night. 9 to 12.
Okay, now okay.
All right. Jeff, thank you very much. Actually, you know what? Thank you for calling. I appreciate the call. I hope we got through to you.
I will end it with this. You're not a friend.
Okay. I accept. Thank you very much. Frank, you know, I tried to talk sense into him. I even McLaughlin the motherfucker. I tried to, but I failed. I think that, why don't we put the cap on the bottle, copyright DJ New Style.
That's bullshit.
What are you talking about?
First of all, that's copyright me, and it also copyright me as Michael Murray Berryman lookalike.
Michael Murray Berryman. I
don't
know what
you,
that is.
Michael Berryman
lookalike. I came up with the Michael Berryman thing. I just decided to throw you a fucking bone. Anyway, I have something I have to talk about real quick. The site is notpants.tumblr.com.
This site is sweeping the nation.
It is sweeping the nation, and it is proof that I've coined, Frank, I have coined a term that people are actually using. The term not pants to describe pants that actually are not pants, such as leggings, stockings, spandex, etc. People are using it. They're embracing it. Notpants.tumblr.com. Frank, thank you very much. Let's wrap this up. Thank you for listening to episode 242 of the DJ New Style Show. Download everything we've ever done. DJNewStyleShow.com. Tell your fucking friends. Don't be so ashamed that you listen to this fucking horse shit. Tell some of your goddamn friends to listen to this bullshit. And tune in Thursday nights. Best in Show, 8 to 11 p.m. Endorsed by Ape Face Magoo. And Friday night, listen to a Jew cry and JMF yell at him. 9 to 12, HeroesTalk.com. Frank, is there anything you want to say?
But this is us. Yeah, no, shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. No, you be quiet. Outside. You can pack a real punch. Stick it. You're not a friend. I'm scared. Snug it. It's gay. You're right, Barb. Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
I think so. You're an asshole. It's a fucking snooze. Cause that's what I goddamn do. But, that's just the Holy Spirit. I want pepper jack cheese. Fuckface. Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Give it to me. Go suck banana. Fuck you.